Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you neath the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra.
Not me, Bud. Not tonight, hey? Lillian Raimondi, the Metropolitan Opera star, is here. I should sing my stuff with a fancy singer like Raimondi around here? No, sirree. Skip the whole thing, kid. Forget it. Forget I ever tried to sing.
Mr. Sinatra, either you sing, or I report you to the law, lard people.
Well, in that case, play, Axel, will you please?
Last night I met the sweetest gal a guy could ever meet. The moment that she touched my hand, she swept me off my feet. And as I fell, I soon could tell I had her falling too. And even though it was a dream, I don't mind telling you. One more dream, and she's mine. One more dream, and she's mine. 40 winks, and methinks she'll be mine. Had her hooked, things looked fine, but she slipped right off the line. One more dream, and she's mine. 'Twas in the park the other day, at 5 or thereabout. I ran around in circles just to tire myself out. Fell asleep beneath a tree upon a leafy bed. A cop looked down and woke me up, and this is what I said. One more dream and she's mine. One more dream and she's mine. 40 winks and methinks she'll be mine. I had her hooked, things looked fine, but then she slipped off the line. One more dream, and she's mine.
You know, the Metropolitan Opera is probably the biggest organization of its kind in the world. And the Metropolitan soprano, Lillian Raimondi, is probably the tiniest opera singer in the world. Aren't you, Lillian?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. After all, I'm almost 5 feet tall.
Where are you, Hay?
I'm down here, Hay.
Lillian, I have never seen an opera star like you before. You're so streamlined. You know, most opera sopranos have a great big,
I think you're in hot water, Hay.
You know something, you're right.
But, Frank, what would you like me to sing tonight?
Oh, maybe something with a great big, long, fancy title. In a language that nobody understands.
How about Dine Alone?
You can't fool me. That's English. Friends, our little petite package sent over from the Met, Lillian Raimondi, and that lovely Victor Herbert song, Dine Alone. Axel, play classy for this little lassie. She's such a lovely girl.
Dine alone.
Thank you, Lillian. And if a little Italian girl from Scranton would like to do a little Italian boy from Hoboken a big favor, join me in a few moments, won't you? I've got an idea for a duet. Just between you and I, you may wind up finishing it alone. Now, citizens, to our Department of Classical Literature, according to Honorable Confucius, bomb make rubble, but soap make bubble. Whisker make stubble, but rabbit make double. I make rhyme with trouble, hey. Pied pipers, please to sling about trouble, please.
When clouds start to gather and they get you in a lather, breaking down your normal stability, it is neither wise nor proper for a gent to blow his topper. Why be irritated like an OG?
Yes, light an old gold for comfort, for pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of extra flavor. You see, old golds are specially conditioned with a unique moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. That's for extra protection. And for superb extra flavor, old gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco. Latakia, imported from the Mediterranean and blended with choice domestic tobacco to give you a richer, friendlier smoke. Yes, light an old gold and enjoy the rare comfort, the sheer pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why be irritated like an OG?
Solid. Having told you the facts about old gold, the Pied Piper skipped to Malou to tell you the facts about their song for tonight.
I need some words that rhyme with cash.
How's about mash and corned beef hash?
Crash and rash and balderdash.
Also your father's mustache.
By Jove, most irregular, most irregular.
I took a choo-choo, choo-choo, fast as I could take a choo-choo. I came a long, 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 long way to take you in my arms. And now it's your first move to prove that you've been true. Come to baby do. I've been away, way, 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 way beyond the blue horizon. I'm hoping no, 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 no one else is on your mind. Pucker up, my sweet, and meet your Waterloo. Come to baby do. Stop
me from guessing. Tain't no time to tease.
Said stop all this messing.
And put your begging baby at ease.
I wanna love, love, love you just the way I wanna love you. I'm gonna try to make you try to understand. When all is said and done, the one for me is you. Come to baby do. Why don't you stop all this jiving? Baby, it ain't no time for jokes. Stop
your conniving.
Got me on fannies and coats. I wanna love ya just the way I wanna love you. Baby, I'm gonna try to make you understand. When all is said and done, the one for me is you. Let's go steady, Jack, I'm ready. Come to baby do.
Hey, Excellente, Pied Pipers. Right on the schnoz. And on the way back to that gin rummy game you started 7 weeks ago in California, you might advise Nat Cole and the King Cole triplets to start warming up. Of course, we're sure enough going to send them into the game right after the next play. The next play? What is the next play? Play, Axel. I knew all the time what the next play was.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and she makes it summer. Summer could take some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace. That's Nancy with a laughing face. Have you ever heard mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say, hello. I swear to goodness, you can't resist her. Sorry for you, she has no sister. It's heaven when I embrace Nancy with a laughing face.
It is only a faithful moon hanging over
the King Cole Trio. But now, there's an outfit that loves its work. Why, they don't even wait for their introduction. Say, Nat Cole.
It is only
hey, Nat, hey. Hey, wait up.
Sailing over
Nat Cole, will you wait for the go sign?
But it wouldn't be make-believe.
Bring it up, Nat.
Cut. Nat, I hate to interrupt you, but I'd like the radio audience to know a bit more about your life story. But tell me, when did you first realize that you were a great singer?
I think it was back in a... Come again?
What I'm trying to say is this. Nat Cole is a big man in the singing business.
That ain't what they say in the singing business.
What do they say in the singing business?
They say Nat Cole ain't got no business singing.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. I guess they haven't heard about those phenomenal record sales of yours.
Well, Frankie, I want to tell you something in strict confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I buy 99% of those records myself.
Well, let me get this straight. You make records and then buy 99% of them yourself? Nat, you can never make any loot that way.
Maybe not, but I can point to a 99% increase in sales.
Now, listen, Nathaniel. Quit pulling my leg and straighten up and fly right into that new record hit of yours. Ladies and all your gentlemen, Nat Cole and the famous King Cole Trio and Frim Fram Sauce.
Don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the orson fay, with chifafa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim-fram sauce with the orson fay, with chifafa on the side. A fella's really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. 5 will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim-fram sauce with the Orson Faye, with shifafa on the side. Fellas really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim-fram sauce with the Orson Faye, with shifafa on the side. Now, if you don't have it, just bring me the check for the water.
Like the sun, the moon, and the stars, that was out of this world. Right, Bill Lazar?
Right.
Wrong is wrong and right is right, right?
Right.
When we go back to California, Bill, you'll write, right?
Right.
When we say, why be irritated, light an old gold, smokers have a right to ask, why turn to this particular cigarette when a person wants comfort and pleasure, right?
Right. And the answer to that question goes back to 1760 and Pierre Lorillard. Lorillard was an artist with tobaccos. He had a passion for those little details and refinements which give added and unexpected smoking pleasure. And this devotion to details, this ideal of constantly doing more in a cigarette to give you more, is the great tradition behind every pack of Old Golds today. That's why in Old Golds, you get more than a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos. You get an added detail, an added refinement.
Latakia.
You can say that again.
Latakia.
For extra flavor and richness. And in Old Golds, you get more than the ordinary moistening agents. You get the special humectant.
H-U-M-E-C-T-A-N-T, humectant.
Apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Even the cigarette paper on Old Golds, made from purest virgin flax, is a detail which gives you more smoking pleasure. So when we say, why be irritated, light an Old Gold, we mean that this cigarette, Old Gold, based on Lorillard's great tradition of doing more in every last detail of manufacture to give you more, is your true and comforting friend when you want genuine pleasure and relaxation. Try Old Golds, won't you?
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Comes now a curtain call for our tiny Lillian Raimondi of the Metropolitan Opera. What is your pleasure, Lillian?
Well, Frank, you said you had an idea for a duet. No doubt something from the street singer?
No, honey, something from the alley, Tin Pan Alley, this one. And believe me, one of the finest love songs the Tin Pan Alley cats have ever turned out. Lover, come back to me.
Love had its day, that day is past, you've gone away, this aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me.
I remember every little thing you used to do. So lonely.
night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back.
Thanks, Lillian Ramondi. And friends, before we latch up for the night, how's about latching on to the King Cole Trio? All in favor, says aye.
Aye.
Well, hiya, Nat Cole. Nat, what tune would you like to do right now?
Well, Frank, I kind of thought we'd kick around a little thing called I Found a New Baby, but on one condition.
You'll kick around baby on what condition?
That you kick around with us.
Well, first tell me this. You think this tune will stand that much kicking around, Nat?
Oh, this tune is kind of rugged.
Rugged, huh? Real tough. Okay, Nat, let's break her down. I found a new baby, found a new girl. My fashion plate, baby, has got me a whirl. A new kind of loving has made me her slave. Her sweet turtle doving is all that I crave. Sweetest miss with a kiss full of bliss, can't resist somehow. Tells me lies, but she's wise, naughty eyes mesmerized. I don't mean maybe, I just had to fall. Got myself a new baby, new baby, that's all. I don't mean maybe, I just had a fall. 'Cause I found a new baby. Oh, look at me now. Thanks, fellas. Well, so according to the second hand on the big clock in Grand Central Station, it's about time to put your dreams away for another day. I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far.
And so it's time to make a new start. When your dreams at night fade before you.
Well, neighbors, this is only a suggestion, but a lot of swell programs are lined up right behind us here on CBS. So don't give that dial a whirl. Give those programs a whirl instead. I'm sure you'll like them. Anyway, thanks for sharing this Wednesday night with us, and I hope you'll be back on deck next Wednesday. Meanwhile, let's make with the victory bonds, huh? Good night, hey.
Next Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette liners and to give you more smoking pleasure. And say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. Bill Lazar speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.